Set your photo apps down, iPhone photographers. It's time for Tiny Shutter Podcast.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to episode 170 of the Tiny Shutter Podcast, where we talk about iPhone photography, and we might talk about Pokemon. I'm Mark Sadowski.
And I am Matt Hoffman.
How's it going, Matt?
Good. How you doing, Mark?
I am fighting allergies and humidity. How about you?
Sure. Yeah, I'm doing the same thing. Why not?
There you go. I don't feel so bad now.
Good.
So I'll be I'll be hitting that cough button like now. Yikes. Ouch, that hurt. Wow. So Joe is not here today. He is off fighting the forces of evil. He was contacted by an elite organization for his amazing Boy Scout skills, and I can't say too much, but he's off with like an Indian with an eagle, some sort of Navy guy with a pirate on his shoulder, and a bunch of military guys, and one guy in all black with a couple swords. And they're off doing crazy stuff. That's my G.I. Joe reference, guys. Ask your kid, ask your parents, or, you know, there you go.
Huh. I thought he was just out playing Pokemon Go.
Oh, yeah. That's not a good time to make that joke, is it? David, the chat room says, particular set of skills. Yes. So, now that you mentioned Pokemon Go, I'll tell you what I've been doing. And, I've actually been playing the game. I downloaded it because I thought, you know, what the heck? And I'm actually having a really fun time with it.
I can't relate.
I'll say this, and to tie this into photography, one of the funnest things that I'm experiencing with this app is all the points of interest. Now, I'm not going to go into what the game is because the odds are you already know because, one, you're playing it, or two, the news is covering it, and you're hearing all your Pokemon news that way. So, but the cool thing is that all the stops that you have to make, because you actually have to go outside and do stuff, all of the places that you need to go to are all marked from Google as points of interest, and I have seen parts of my city that I've lived here all my life, and I'm seeing new stuff for the first time. And that's really cool.
That's really sad.
Well, there a lot of it is just like small historical things. Like there's like a plaque on a building that you never see because, you know, you're driving by and, you have no idea sometimes. I never have to go to the, you know, the file cabinet store. So seeing little bits of history or seeing different points of interest is actually really cool. And I'm going to spend a week while this app is hot and just photograph some of these points of interest. For example, this is really cool because I live in Haverhill, Massachusetts. There is a point of interest called the Haverhill Ho. And I had no idea it was here. And with a name like Haverhill Ho,
you just have to visit.
I just have to visit it. And it is just this antique backhoe that's at the water treatment plant or the waste treatment plant. But on the title of it is the Haverhill Ho. I'll put it on my Instagram feed, or I'll put it in the show notes to show everybody. But so that really sparked my interest in exploring possibly funny places or finding cool places. So I want to photograph that.
No, I do think that's cool. Like that is a cool thing that's like a little side effect, I guess, of this game is discovering new things like in your area. I have no problem with all that stuff. I think it's cool. We talked about this yesterday, Mark, but my whole thing with it is I'm just like, you know, I don't relate to Pokemon.
Yeah.
Like we just discussed a little bit ago, like, you know, I was too old for Pokemon when it was popular. But now I'm seeing all these people like my age going bananas over this Pokemon game. And it's really just like a flood of news and a flood of stuff on social media and, like, you know, screenshots from the game of, like, you know, these Pokemon monsters or whatever they are, like, you know, sitting on top of mountains or whatever. And I don't know. It's just silly to me.
Yeah.
It's silly because I don't relate to it, I guess. But if you're having fun and, like you pointed out, you know, there's lots of people out playing it and, you know, people are out there kind of mingling and being nice to each other and discovering new things. That's all pretty cool.
That is one of the best side effects of this game, I think, because I am out of the age group that this game was aimed at. And so I never followed it either. So going into this is just, it's just, you know, so foreign to me. Like, I have no idea what I'm catching. I'm not competing or anything like that. All I'm doing is just going on a city safari, essentially. And so being able to talk to people freely is really awesome, because that never happens in my city. And people are just having such a great time. The community that's building around this is, I mean, Grant, I know it's going to be more than likely temporary, but it's fun to see this kind of camaraderie, especially with all the bad news that's been happening lately. You know, it's refreshing because everybody is having a great time. But then when somebody comes to me, it's like, oh yeah, did you get this Balthazar or whatever the hell the name is? I couldn't even think of a good name. It's like, is it pretty? Does it have like cool horns or anything? Because I have no idea what you're talking about. I'm just here for the ambiance.
I think I know what a Pikachu is, and that's about it.
That is about it. And I got one of those.
Cool. Well, that's good.
So yeah, so
it's like a koala bear, right?
Sure. It's a koala bear that has jaundice.
That's why it's yellow.
That's why it's yellow. So having this as a great exploratory tool, I think is really interesting. And for those people that do not want to get this app because, you know, Pokemon just gives you all sorts of shivers, what happened in France today? I am so out of the loop. David in the chat room says, "True Mark, like, nice France tonight."
Yeah, it's Nice, and it's it's another sad story, terrorist thing.
Jesus, again?
Again.
Holy crap! I feel bad for France. All right, let's regroup here. Oh wow. All right, I'll look into that later. But yeah, so focus on the positive. You know, the camaraderie is great. The exploration is really cool. And like I started saying earlier, if you don't want to get this game, the company that made the Pokemon game also made a game called Ingress, which you can find in the App Store for free. And it's essentially the same thing, where you get to do exploratory stuff. I hear the story's a little bit kind of wonky, but the exploration is still the same and points of interest are the same. So it's really cool. I suggest people go check it out. At the very least, you know, just use it for the points of interest and have fun. You know, get some inspiration and do some photography.
You know what? Maybe Pokemon Go will turn out to be a better app to use for finding photo locations than like a lot of the photo locations apps.
You know what? That's what I was thinking, because I downloaded an app called Stuck in Customs a while ago.
Yeah, it's a pile of crap.
Yeah, I didn't like it. Just too much shine, not enough necessity stuff.
Yeah, we can go on and on about those apps. I have a lot to say about that, but we'll save that for another show.
Right on. But what have you been up to?
I have been doing some photography, but in the last week or so, hardly any with my iPhone. It's been all mostly Sony NEX 7 stuff.
Nice.
Yeah, we went to a an arboretum, which probably doesn't sound exciting, but it was actually one of the coolest arboretums I've ever been to. And it was here in Northeast Ohio.
Now, what is an arboretum? You know, I know what it is, but maybe somebody else doesn't.
It's Whee! Like a zoo for plants, kind of. That's probably the best way to describe it. A zoo for plants.
Nice.
But, you know, and the one we went to, it kind of had like some different areas that were kind of set up for like different types of plants. So a lot of it was like woods. And I guess where this arboretum is situated, it's about 12 miles or so inland from Lake Erie. And it must just be kind of like a, like an ideal place, like the proximity to the lake. And
yeah,
I don't know if it's just the topography or the amount of rain it gets or what, but there was like just many more plants that grow there naturally than you see kind of in a lot of other areas of the state. And then they have like parts that they kind of are man-made or whatever. It's like a butterfly garden and stuff like that. And then all the plants, you know, they're growing there are like flowers and things of that nature. And there's hummingbirds and butterflies. And, you know, they had some water features with frogs and turtles and all that kind of fun stuff.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. And then we did this thing called the, I think it was just called like a canopy tour or a canopy trek or something, but basically walked up these ramps and eventually you're like 60 feet off the ground up in the trees and you're walking these like suspension bridges and it kind of made like this loop like through the trees. It was really super cool. And so I'd like shot a little bit of video while we were up there doing that. And then we went up this this tower, this big giant tower. It must have been 200 feet tall or something. I don't know. It was super duper tall. And it went up like above the top of the trees and you could see Lake Erie. And, you know, obviously it was like a super good view. It wasn't really like good pictures because all you could really see was like trees in the sky.
Yeah.
But you know, we did some like selfies.
Nice.
And, but yeah, I did a lot of other photography up there. I've been editing all these pictures on my iPhone though, because my computer is saying no to all that kind of stuff. But, it's been really great to be able to get these photos on my phone and then just, you know, edit them in Nlight. So I've been doing that and then just kind of playing around with other apps and I don't know, I got some things I'm working on. I'm trying to decide if I like them enough to share them or not. Just some new edits that are very much outside of my normal stuff I do.
Yeah. But you've been killing it on Instagram. Your feed is awesome. And the famous quotes are kind of nice too.
Yeah, I can't decide if that's like a cliche thing to do or not, but it's I kind of like doing that better than just being like, hey, this photo was taken in this location
for yeah.
like a caption, you know what I mean? So I've been doing these kind of like outdoorsy quotes from like John Muir and, you know, Thoreau and Van Gogh and stuff like that. I don't know. It's funny. I've noticed that those photos get more likes than when I just go, yeah, this is, you know, such and such place on Lake Erie.
Yeah.
So it's almost like people pay more attention if they see something in quotation marks or a caption.
I'll just have to put my location information in quotations and then attribute it to Ansel Adams.
No, just attribute it to yourself. I don't think it matters. but yeah, I appreciate the kind words.
Oh, no problem. Again, it's been cool seeing it. And the other thing that's been really cool watching the feeds is people putting their own spin to that black and white editing technique that I had a few weeks back. And the photos that you guys have been posting has been pretty awesome. Some of you did a black and white version. Others have been taking that same concept and applying it to color photography, which has been really cool. You know, to everybody who's been sharing those photos, that is really awesome. And you guys have already blown me out of the water. And I feel sad now.
No, don't be sad.
No, it's all good. But it's been awesome photography. I love seeing them.
Yeah, you definitely started something there.
I just feel cool that people are calling it the Mark Sadowski technique. And not saying something derogatory this time. No, it's all good.
I've just been wondering how many more waterfall photos do you... I've just been wondering how many more waterfall pictures do you have?
I have one more, and then I have another photo that I'm going to end with, which is from... Remember when we went along the coast looking for snowy owls?
Yeah.
I have one photo from that I'm going to post. And I'm saving it for last because it's one of those, you know, those rock pileups that people did? Those rock towers people made?
Yeah, yeah.
I realized that one of them looks rather phallic. And so I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to save this one for last. And then I have to go outside and, you know, make more photos. And hopefully I'll be able to go out this weekend. Greg in the chat room corrected me saying it's the Sadowski edit. Fitting that I had to get edited from my own technique. Makes
That's
sense,
okay.
though.
I think Greg knows a lot better than you what your technique is called.
Right. You know, it's, you know, fair enough. I am Polish. But it's been cool. I've been having a great time watching the photos come in, and it's really cool. And work has been so crazy busy this past few weeks because we're doing a lot of just technical changes to everything. The company that I work for got bought up by another company, and moving systems from one system to another. And I've just been overseeing a bunch of that stuff, and I have had like so little time to do things. But fortunately, the water fountain outside our office is actually a Pokemon waypoint, and I've been able to do some Pokemon from there. Literally, the water fountain is like, it's like, yeah, it's an attraction. I'm like, ooh.
Yeah, well, that's where they go to drink.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm just making stuff up.
Sure, it works for me. And, yeah, so, yeah, that's... I mean, your photos have been totally rocking it, and I can't wait to see more of your stuff. It's really cool. And let's jump into a little bit of news as soon as I can find my damn soundboard here. Here we go.
News team, assemble!
So the company TapTapTap, which is the maker of our beloved app, Camera Plus, has updated their iPad version for the iPad version for the iPad, Camera Plus 2 for the iPad. And this is an app that allows for more editing functions. They've finally updated it to get it out of the iOS 6 kind of look and feel, and have allowed it to interact with the Apple Pencil if your iPad can support it. And I haven't played with this, but they've added some new lab functions where it allows you to do a lot more photo editing, and they basically beefed it up, gave us some new functions with the pencil, and you're able to rock out your photos.
That's pretty sweet. I can't believe it took him like kind of till now to add all the editing stuff.
Or, well,
like the lab, basically. I know that they had editing before, but it's actually not too shabby.
I enjoy it.
Yeah, I don't use it very often, but I think if you're like, I don't know, let's say you have like a 16 gigabyte phone or something and you don't want to take up space with a ton of different photography apps, if you had to have like one app that can do everything well, I would say Camera Plus is one of the ones, I think.
Absolutely.
Have. Yeah.
And
I guess we are talking about the iPad here. So let's say I said phone, I meant iPad.
Yeah, and that's all good. And they're gearing, they want the iPad to be the one to use for photo editing. So you take your photos with the iPhone version and then transfer them easily over to the iPad version. And that's when you get to use the souped up editing functions that they've installed on it. So that you could basically make your masterpiece. And I can't wait to give this a try once I actually take a photo.
Very cool.
Yeah. I want to try it with photos that I take with the iPhone. And I also want to see what I could get away with when photographing with my Fujis or my Canons. And see what it's able to do.
Yeah, I'll tell you, there's a lot to be said for apps that can open photos from your other cameras.
Yeah.
Because I am finding out that I have many apps that cannot do that.
Yeah. And so, yeah, Camera Plus is just killing it. And the reason why they took so long for this app, I think, is because they focused most of their attention on getting those updates for the iPhone version where they allowed for longer exposure and things like that. So it kind of makes sense.
Okay. Well, I'm not faulting them.
There you go. And, yeah, that's all I have for news. Nothing else has happened in the world of iPhone photography.
Pretty much not, no. Rumors.
A lot of rumors, but I'm kind of sick of rumors right now.
Yeah, the rumors are there's going to be a new phone soon.
Really? That's, yeah, that is news to me.
It will do stuff, and it'll probably have a screen, and yeah.
I like the phones with the screens rather than the ones without them.
Yeah, me too.
You know, it's kind of funny. Last night, my family and I watched the first Transformers movie.
All right.
And that was, I think, before the iPhone came out, believe it or not. I think it was, oh God, when was that movie? But anyway, everybody had flip phones in there. And it was just weird to see that technology. that I'm seeing a world way before the iPhone. And I just kind of attribute it, you know, there was always a smartphone.
Yeah, I don't even know what life was like before the iPhone. I can't think back that far.
It's just weird. And then
actually, that's not true. I remember exactly when the first iPhone came out because I have a friend out in Arizona that got one like immediately. He's like a huge Apple fanboy.
Yeah.
And I remember we were out to eat and he was showing it off to me. And I was just like, dude, I have no idea why in the world you would want to have your email on your phone. Those words came out of my mouth. And now, you know, obviously I can't imagine not having that. In fact, I need it for my job pretty much. So that's how much things have changed in just this short amount of time.
Yeah. I think I bought the first iPhone when it first was launched. I bought it that weekend. And then my wife and I went to see Ratatouille after that. That's all I remember. I remember the iPhone not working because iTunes was down for most of the weekend. That's when we had to sync it up with iTunes.
Oh.
Oh, the glory days. But here's my earliest memory of cell phone photography. Everything kind of dates back to Superman Returns. Remember that movie?
No, I do not.
That's okay. It was an okay movie. Superman was a deadbeat dad in it, but, you know, that, at least he wasn't killing everybody in the new versions. There was a scene in there where Superman is saving somebody at night, and there's crowds gathering around him, and this little kid pulls out his flip phone and takes a few snapshots. And the next scene is a scene in the Daily Planet where Perry White is flopping down these beautiful, pristine 8x10 black and white photos saying, this kid photographed this on his cell phone. I'm like, bullshit! There is no way in hell that a smart cell phone is able to take that good of photography. That will never happen. And here we are today.
Here we are. Never say never.
Truth be told, though, we still can't do that well at nighttime with a smartphone.
Well, Camera Plus is trying hard.
Yeah.
All right. What's our focus point?
Our focus point is...
Focus point!
Hashtags. So, you want to become the best that you've ever been with your photography on Instagram, getting noticed. One of the things, actually the only way, unless you have word of mouth on your side, is by doing all sorts of crazy hashtags. And Matt, you have been experimenting with a bunch of them. And it seems like it's working. You're getting pretty good notoriety.
Yeah. Well, fortunately, I've been smart enough to change my approach to how I use them, or at least to the hashtags that I use, and realize that different platforms that utilize hashtags, you don't want to do it the same way on all those platforms. So, like, you know, Twitter, Facebook, I don't really hashtag on Facebook, but you could do hashtags on Facebook and Instagram. If I was going to hashtag on all those, I'd do it differently.
Right.
And I am is another one where I hashtag a lot. So, like, if I were to just kind of focus more on Instagram, I used to kind of do all my hashtagging I would basically do it like literal to the picture.
Yeah.
So, you know, the hashtag would be like, okay, what's this picture of? Oh, it's like a sunset at a lake. So I would have the hashtag sunset, hashtag lake, and then I'd probably hashtag like iPhone 6s plus and iPhoneography, and then if it was HDR, I would hashtag HDR HDR iPhoneography, and then I would hashtag the names of the apps that I used to do the editing. I always hashtag Tiny Shutter no matter what.
Yeah.
But, you know, that only gets you so far. You know, Instagram's not really like a stock photography website. So no one's really like, you know, going on Instagram thinking, I need to purchase a picture of a sunset. So I'm going to search the sunset hashtag and buy this picture. Like, that's just not happening on Instagram, you know? So, especially since I've been here in Ohio, I've been using more of these kind of Ohio themed hashtags that are like kind of all about like nature and exploring and hiking and stuff like that. And those hashtags are less about what the picture literally represents and more about like a community that would be interested in seeing that picture.
Yeah.
If that makes any sense at all.
Totally.
So Like for instance, one of the hashtags that I've been using a lot lately with my photos is called Ohio Explored.
Mm-hmm.
And Ohio Explored is, it's like, they have like a blog, like website kind of thing, and they like sell like t-shirts and different like Ohio made thingies, but it's all like with an outdoorsy theme. And then the blog part of it, they kind of like showcase Instagrammers for the most part and kind of, you know, do little bios on them and showcase their work and everything. And then there's like several other Ohio like blogs and stuff that do the same thing. I think I was featured on one like last week or something. It was called like Ohio Explorers. Mm-hmm. Not to be confused with Ohio Explored in any case. So I've been using these hashtags, and then on their Instagram accounts, they usually don't post like their own pictures. They'll repost pictures that use their hashtag. You know, and they'll say like, hey, look at this cool picture by Instagrammer M. Hoffman Photo, and then they share it. And then I've noticed that what's happening then is that, you know, people like the picture on that account, but then they come and they visit my feed because they want to see, well, what else is this guy doing?
Yeah.
And if they like it, you know, then they follow me and then they're liking other pictures and stuff. So over the last, like, geez, I don't know. Well, pretty much since the beginning of this year, it seems like that's been working out really well for me. And I've really been kind of tacking on the followers and that kind of thing. And, you know, on Instagram, it's kind of what it's all about. I mean, what's the point of putting the pictures out there if nobody's going to see them? So,
yeah,
you know, it's really for me about finding ways to get more people to see the pictures and kind of become just a little bit more involved and engaged with it. But then I do something like totally different, like on IM. I kind of use less for the social aspect. I don't use it like in the same way with Instagram. I put all my pictures in their market, which is almost like doing stock photography.
Right.
And there I do a little bit more of the literal hashtagging, because, you know, there's businesses and corporations and individuals that do go to IM to purchase photos. And I want those people to be able to find my photo by searching, you know, the terms that they're looking for. If they're looking for a sunset and they're going to search the sunset hashtag, I want my photo to be in there.
Yeah.
You know, so I don't do as much of the like Ohio kind of stuff because, you know, that seems to be less important.
How's that been going for you, by the way?
Define what you mean.
Have many people purchased?
No, not yet, but I've been not as active on it. I don't know why. I literally post like once a month, and I keep trying to remind myself to get a little bit more proactive on that, but it seems like every time I do, a few days later I get an email from IM saying that they added my photo to some special thingy,
yeah,
some special market or whatever. So I have like all these images that are like part of Getty Images now and stuff like that. So I mean it's cool, and maybe someday something will come of it.
Yeah. I mean, stock photography is tough.
Yeah, it is. I'm not gonna get rich off it or anything.
Yeah, they made sure of that.
yes they did.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah, definitely. So I feel like we really just kind of dove into hashtags without really explaining what they are or why you would want to use them.
Well, I thought I said it in the beginning. Hashtag, well, why don't you explain? Maybe I did a shitty job.
Well, no, that's not what I was saying. But in any case, Yeah, so like all of it really is you know, hashtag is just like the pound symbol and then a word. And the reason that you use them, it basically makes the word searchable. So let's say you did have a picture of a sunset. If you put pound or the hashtag symbol and the word sunset, if someone goes on Instagram and they go to the search function of Instagram and they type in the word sunset, all of the pictures that have the hashtag sunset are going to show up.
Right.
And that person could just scroll through sunset pictures until their head explodes. So it's basically just one way for people to search photos and to have their photos be found, basically, is what hashtagging is all about. And like I said in the beginning of my very long spiel about hashtagging and the way I do it, you know, you can hashtag on Twitter. I think that's really where hashtagging seems to kind of started.
Yeah.
And you could hashtag on Facebook and you could hashtag on Instagram. I mean, those are probably the three most popular platforms for hashtagging, but I think just about every social media thing has hashtagging.
Yeah, and each one has their own particular set of rules. For example, Twitter, you have that character limit. With Instagram, you have 30 hashtag limit. And Facebook, I don't think there are limits, but barely people use them.
So. Yeah, as something else I wanted to point out too, is a lot of times I do use a lot of hashtags, and I don't know if it's detrimental or not to like use 30 hashtags, but I don't use it in my first caption.
Yes.
So I always make a caption that's just regular words, you know, a nice sentence or like Mark talked about earlier, like a quote or something like that. I post the picture and then I go and I comment on the picture and I put all my hashtags in the comment. And the reason for that is people don't want to really read all your hashtags. You know, if they're scrolling through their feed, they see a picture with just a boatload of hashtags. It's not really interesting to look at.
Yeah.
The other reason I do that too is that I cross post to Facebook, and I don't want that photo showing up in your Facebook feed and it just having this whole mess of hashtags attached to it. Because again, nobody really wants to look at that.
It's just too much. And that's a point of etiquette that I've been following for a while too. One of the things I've been doing for my hashtagging is I've been trying out a bunch of different apps, and I'm still in the process of going through them because, believe it or not, there are a ton of apps out there for hashtagging, and each one will say that they'll give you all sorts of glorious powers and followers and all that jazz. So I weeded through the crap and basically tried to find the best rated ones. And so far, I've been using an app called HashMash and another one called HashMe. And what I've been doing with these is one of the features that they have is for you to put in like a common word. So for example, I'm putting in a photo of a waterfall, surprise, that was photographed in the White Mountains. So the first thing I'll do is put in waterfall, and then it will shoot out a list of 30 related tags that deal with waterfalls. So some of them will be mountains, some of them will be, you know, other words for waterfalls or things like that. And, you know, you could pick from them and start storing them up and then, you know, do a search for mountains, and it'll give you a bunch of lists for mountains. Like it'll give you some, you know, nature lover, nature follower or something like that. And then you're able to pick and choose. And so this is a good way to kind of search for related hashtags. Because one of the things that you want to avoid, when you're hashtagging, I'm being Captain Obvious here, a lot of people know this already, but you know, for some people who don't, using a hashtag that's that no one knows, is bad because no one will see it. If that hashtag, if you look on Instagram, is only used like maybe 20 or 40 times out of its entire existence, then, you know, it's probably not a good idea to use that if you want to be noticed. On the other side of the coin, you have words that are so common that people are hashtagging it like literally every second. So the sunset example that you gave earlier has like what, like 51 million photos and climbing, so that your photo will appear there but will immediately disappear because it's just lost in all the other photos that are constantly being added, your photo will be gone in an instant, and
yeah,
odds are that it will not be seen unless a bot is going through, and then that robot will see it and send you great offers and deals on things. So you want to kind of hug that middle. And I've found that hashtags that have, maybe 5 to 6 digits in them is cool. Like, I think anything under 200,000 or over 50,000 within that hashtag, I think is good for being seen, in my opinion. I haven't quite figured that out. But these apps will allow you to look through and find that right happy spot for a hashtag. And that's what I've been doing. And so far, so good. I'm still playing around with it. But the black and white photos that I've been posting have been doing well. And and I'm still trying. I still have more apps to try. I'll probably do a video on this later. Oh, and Dave mentions in those massive hashtag items, don't forget the sexy lady pics, because they will come to you too.
Oh.
Yeah. So not only will you get spam, you'll get legitimate beautiful women wanting to show their pictures.
Cool.
Yeah.
Well, and if I'll have to keep an eye out for that.
You got to click on their URLs too.
Oh, okay. I'll be sure to do that. At work.
That's right. Yeah.
Well, I wasn't aware of these hashtagging apps, so I'll have to check that out.
The two that I'm using right now is, HashMe and HashMash. And I have about 3 more that I'm going through to check out and see what they're up to. Now, one of the things that I'm kind of disappointed in so far is that I want to see numbers within these apps itself. Like right now, it'll give you related. If you do a search for like mountains, it'll give you related hashtags, but it will not give you the current counts within Instagram. So I actually still have to go into Instagram and, you know, check out to see how many numbers there within a particular hashtag. So that kind of is a bummer. I'd like to see them add like actual stats within the app itself, but I don't know if that's possible. And the other thing I do is once I have like that perfect combination, I will take those hashtags and I will copy them into my notes folder on the iPhone, and I'll store them so that when I do a similar photo, I can just copy and paste. And a lot of these apps will allow you to copy it, will store them for you. But when you transfer them to Instagram, it's kind of a pain in the butt because it'll add their own advertising within the comments, and I just don't feel like going in and deleting that stuff. I'd rather just pop it into the notes folder and do it there.
Right on. Yeah, that's a good idea too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm very archaic with my hashtagging, I suppose, or the way I do it.
Oh, you go, you do it one at a time?
Yeah, pretty much.
I used to, but It's too much of a pain. I just copy and paste once and be done with it.
Right on.
Even if that photo doesn't have anything to do with the White Mountains, I'm like, it can't hurt.
Well, I'm going to check out one of these apps and see what that's all about.
If you're going to try one first, I would recommend HashMe.
Yeah, looking at the two of them here online, that looks like the one I'm a little more interested in.
It has the better logo, better icon, so that means the app must be better.
Well, that's exactly what I was thinking also.
Judging books by the cover.
Well, that's what we do here.
Right on.
All right.
But yeah, if people in the chat room are able to find, or anybody listening, if you're not listening live, if you're able to find an app that works for you, go ahead and go into our Facebook group and suggest it and let us know what you think. I only grabbed the free versions, and I think I paid for one of them. I think it was like $1.99 or something like that, and gave it a go.
Cool.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, there's a lot of these kind of apps. Holy smokes.
Yeah, there's just a ton. So let's say we call that done for now. Let's table that and see if we could find some more hashtagging apps for next time and see what we could come up with. How about this? Let's do like a little bit of a challenge. Since Joe will not be in next week, let's use one of these apps and see if we can significantly increase our number of likes and or followers by instituting using these apps.
Yeah, cool. Well, I'm going to try this HashMe app.
Right on. And winner gets a Pokemon.
Oh, my goodness. I hope I lose.
Let's go into post pick of the week.
Let's do it.
Post pick of the week.
Yes, every week that I am not on, mostly, you guys will post photos into... I'm being lazy, I'm sorry. you guys will post photos into our Facebook group and or our Tiny Shutter hashtag feed on Instagram, and we will pick the best of the best. Do we still do the Tiny Shutter hashtag?
We have it, yeah.
Right on.
We just don't use it the way we used to.
It's all been Facebook, huh?
Yeah.
All right.
Facebook is king.
Facebook is our Lord and Savior, although they own it all anyway. Our Facebook group, which you could find at tinyshutter.com, and you'll find the link to our group. We post a challenge, and you guys make it happen. You guys post your awesome photos, and we pick what we feel is the best of the best for that week. And we use it as our show notes, art album design. And this week, what was our challenge?
This week, the challenge was night photography.
Right on.
Yeah. So actually, it was like almost like a 2-week challenge because it was a challenge you suggested 2 weeks ago that we did not do anything with the first week.
Right. That's right.
So in any case.
That was part of the lazy joke I mentioned earlier.
That's all good.
I am so bad at notes.
It is all good. All right, so I'm picking the winner this week. And my winner this week is from Greg McMillan. So
nice.
Canada is happy tonight. So basically the photo that he posted, he had a handful of shots where he used the new update to Camera Plus and the low ISO and extended shutter speed features. And he has a photo that he labeled Across the Bay, another Camera Plus shot. And basically it's just a picture looking out across the bay, and you can see some buildings across the bay with the lights on. It looks like it's kind of transitioning from like sunset, you know, to darkness. There's a handful of stars in the sky, which to me, that's just impressive that you could get stars to show up with an iPhone.
That's the part that really intrigued me. I would have never guessed it was an iPhone photo, you know, just from seeing the stars.
Yeah, it's pretty sweet. And it is, you know, it's when you look at it full size or whatever, or if you click on the picture, you know, and look at it large in Facebook, you know, you got to keep in mind that Facebook kind of degrades images a bit, but it is fairly noisy. But if you consider the fact that it is an iPhone, it's a really small sensor that this picture's coming off of, it's pretty impressive, the quality of it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I think I'm trying to think what app I would use to maybe try to clean it up a little bit, but like Nlight could clean it up a little bit. But overall, I think it looks really good. You know, there's still things are still sharp in the picture.
Yes.
There's detail and everything. So I find it quite impressive.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's a really cool. Yeah. I thought you were just like, I'm done. Bye.
No. I had, muted the mic and I coughed. So it didn't register when I unmuted it.
Cool. Yeah. Actually, Greg is in the chat room and he says that he used ISO 25 for 25 seconds.
Damn.
So, you know, the nice thing about the iPhone having a pretty wide lens is that you could get away with a shutter speed of 25 seconds and not see any streaking in the stars.
Yes.
Because they do, you know, pretty much look like pinpoints. Yeah, I like it. And now it's got me wondering, what kind of night photography could you really do? You know, could you use Camera Plus and get the Milky Way?
I don't know if you could do that. But okay. I am going camping at the end of this month, and I am going to see what I could get away with. And I believe, who was the guest that we had on Casual Photography when that thing was a thing? He was an astrophotographer.
Adam Woodworth?
Yes. He suggested using an app on the Mac called Starry Night or something like that.
Yeah, something like that. The photo stacker.
Yes. So I'm going to attempt to do that with the iPhone.
That's a good idea.
Yeah. So, you know, when I'm in the middle of the woods with no lights whatsoever, or very minimal lights, I'll see if I could do at least the bare minimum astrophotography.
Super cool.
We'll see. It could be super crap.
Could be that as well, but I am going to lean towards cool.
And if it fails, I'll just do what all the other smartphone companies are doing and just use a DSLR to get the shots.
Oh, man.
I'm looking at you, Huawei.
Yep. All right. Well, congratulations, Greg. It's a sweet shot. And I guess now we need to turn our attention to the next topic for our post pick of the week challenge.
Yes. What should we do? You have. We'll throw it to the chat room. But Matt, do you have any ideas?
No, I never have ideas. And when I do, they're always ridiculous. I actually wanted to do one that's more of an app-based challenge.
Uh-huh.
Macro. Greg says macro. I think we've done that once or twice, haven't we?
Yeah, you can't have too many. And too that many can mappers. Be well, that can be app-based. You have to use Camera Plus.
Well, you don't have to. You could use a macro lens.
Yeah.
We actually did macro fairly recently. Hey, that's a good one, Greg.
What's that?
The Sadowski edit.
Okay, I'm I won't say no to that one.
All right, let's do that. We will do the Sadowski edit, even though I'm kind of getting tired of it myself.
But oh, excuse
me. We'll do the Sadowski edit. So here's what we'll do. I'll make the description in the Facebook group for the challenge, and I will also link to Mark's video where he goes through how he creates the look. Basically, all you need is Snapseed, which you all of us probably have, and you're good to go.
Yep.
So, very cool.
And I will be the judge, since there's no possible way I could win this one.
Okay. Yeah, that sounds like a good idea. You be the judge, because who better to judge the Sadowski edit than Sadowski himself?
Right. Oh, one additional thing. Matt, when you make that post, also include in their wording that anyone who posts in this, all the photos will be featured on our YouTube channel, because starting next week, I am going to have the podcast. We're still recording everything the same way, you know. Nothing is going to change, but in addition to putting the feed on iTunes, I'm also putting the feed onto YouTube, and I wanted to have like a nice little slideshow of photos. So whoever posts will be, all of you guys will be featured on that feed.
Wow, that sounds like breaking news.
Breaking news. It's just the world has stopped, and you know, cats and dogs living together.
Okay, well, that's that's tremendously exciting.
Dave in the chat room, right before Mark starts to charge for franchising instructors. Oh, my goodness. I'm not going to find brothers this thing. Don't worry.
All right. Well, very good. We'll get that up in the chat room, and I'm sure that's going to be a pretty fun challenge.
I can't wait to see what everybody does. That's going to be so cool. And yeah, I think we could call it a week. What do you say?
I think so as well.
Matt, where can they find you on this awesome interwebs?
All right, definitely check me out on Instagram, but you could also find me at IM, Twitter, and Flickr at M Hoffman Photo.
Right on. You can find me, Mark Sadowski, on Instagram. I am Mark Sadowski. It's Mark with a C. You could also find me on my other show. I do a show on Fujifilm photography, in particular the X-Series cameras. And you can find that on the X-Line. You can find that on iTunes, Stitcher, or any place you could, anywhere else you could find it if you're using a podcatcher of any kind. wait a minute. Dave in the chat room says, Mark, you need to do the instruction vid in your best Bob Ross voice. I'll see what I could do. You know what? If I'm going to review a painter app, I think that's what I'll do. I'll put on a wig too.
There you go. You could review that Prisma app that everyone's going bananas over right now.
Oh, you know what? I have to check that out. Yeah, I think I'll make fun of that. I mean, I think I will review that. Mental note. Bob Ross. So yeah, you can find me there. The X-Line Show is what it's called. And if you're interested in other kind of photography, if you want to contribute photos, you can always do that by... Oh, hold on for a second. I got cats fighting with each other. I'm going to throw this paper at them. And yeah, if I only had Pokemon balls. That'd be cool.
Yeah, then you could catch them and train them.
I could just catch him and keep him in those balls. I wouldn't have to do anything. What happens when they get trapped in those balls? Do they actually go into suspended animation, or do they live in there?
I don't know. I've been wondering, is it like a self-contained biome?
Right. Like, how bad is it in there? Or how good is it in there?
You know, I will never know. That's all I know.
Yeah. I want to see, I mentioned this to you earlier, Matt, but I'll mention it on the show. I want to see the Pokemon cartoon where a bunch of people are going out looking for Pokemon. And instead of catching them, they shoot them, kill them, and eat them, and they make a cooking show out of it. Iron Pokemon.
See, I'm intrigued by that.
That is... Now, people say, oh my God, Mark, that is the most disgusting idea I've ever heard. No, it is the best idea you've heard, because actual Pokemon is you catch them, you force them to fight for your amusement, and torture them. I mean, this is Michael Vick kind of stuff. And you know, I think
when you put it that way, your idea is very humane.
It is humane. And look, we're not just going to eat them. We're going to use the whole Pokemon. We're going to make belts out of them. We're going to, you know, make shoes and stuff. It's in there. I think it's a great idea. It's a super idea. And everybody should get on top of that. That's a free one, Hollywood.
I like it.
I like it too. Yeah. Anyway, Tiny Shutter is the place to go. TinyShutter.com will give you links to our Facebook group. It'll give you links to our Instagram feed, hashtag Tiny Shutter. And it'll also give you the links to our live channel. So if you want to listen to the show live, we do it on Thursdays at 9:30 Eastern time. And join the fun, join the chat room, because chat room is awesome. I love their comments. Like right now, they're saying it should be South Park plays Pokemon Go. I think that is an awesome episode right there. So, there you go. Thank you, Greg, in the chat room. So, that's it for this week. Next week, we'll delve deeper into the hashtag craze. Like it's a cult of some kind. But no, we'll go deeper into the hashtagging apps and see, you know, if it's helped us, hindered us. You know, we'll see what it does. What if you were to give an average of your likes on your photos, what do you think it would be on yours?
Me?
Yeah.
Right now around 100.
Nice. I would say I hover around like 70s. Like I get some 80s, I get some 60s, so I'm going to say like I'm pretty much in like the like 70s. So we'll see if we can boost that average there.
Cool.
Yeah.
Let's do it. I want the first number of mine to start with a 2.
Oh, that'd be awesome. Right on. All right, so that's all for this week. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Thank you, chat room, once again, for participating, for giving your comments, and for the jokes. I love them.
Yay.
And we'll see you guys next week.
All right, everybody. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed this podcast, head over to iTunes and leave us a review and a 5-star rating. See you next week.
These aren't the droids you're looking for.
This place is dead anyway, man.
Damn straight.